With me is Paul Ray with BASF. And now, Paul, first of all, just tell me what you thought about how the event went today.
Oh, I thought it was a great success. We had a range of industry experts on really what does the future of weed control look like, because it's a significant challenge for growers out there. It's been estimated that up to 50% of all growers are experiencing some level of glyphosate weed resistance. So I think it's a real top-of-mind issue for them. And today we really brought the latest knowledge and technology that's going to be brought to bear to really help growers address that issue.
Yeah, the speakers that you had really actually kind of painted kind of a scary picture.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the speakers we had, Dr. Larry Steckel from the University of Tennessee, highlighted that in his state alone, the lost production and cost, incremental cost to control various different weeds and soybeans is already topping $120 million. So it's a huge issue. And if you move that around the countryside, those numbers grow really fast.
Right, and it's getting into every state. So really, the big thing here is how does BASF, we're talking about innovation here, and how the BASF innovation is really helping growers solve this problem.
Yeah, well, it's a big challenge, and innovation is one of the keys to solving that challenge. It's not the only key, but it's a very important one. I think today we shared with everyone in attendance the new technology that we have available this year, including three new releases, including Armazon, which is going to be a new post herbicide for corn use, Optil Pro for residual use in soybeans, and coming up very shortly, Zidua, which will be a new residual herbicide available in soybeans. And then we also shared with everyone here today the new Ingenia advanced dicamba formulation that we'll have ready when dicamba tolerant crops make the market here in a few years.
And we're just some of the products that are on their way down the pipeline from BASF.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. BASF invests close to $2 million a day in R&D for agriculture, and that's giving us a very rich pipeline of new technologies. And it's something that we take very seriously. It's a large commitment, but it really does make us a very good partner for growers right across the U.S. who are looking for new technologies to increase their yield.
Because you were saying, just the active ingredients, the investment that it requires to get a new AI on the market.
It's huge. I mean, it's been estimated it costs about $276 million from discovery right the way through to market introduction of a new AI compound. That number's grown about $100 million in the last 10 years alone. And that's one of the reasons why we don't have a lot of new compounds coming to marketplace. So I think growers need to select carefully what products they use on an annual basis, because it's going to be key companies like BASF, they're going to bring them the new solutions in the coming years.
This is always a great event for the farm broadcasters and the ag journalists who are here for Commodity Classic. How important is it to BASF to have that partnership with the ag journalists?
Oh, it's very important. I think all the ag journalists have a great role in informing growers right across the U.S. on how they can actually help growers increase their yields and increase their production practices. So we see it as an important outreach to the general grower community to have the journalists well informed on what's coming from BASF.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul Ray, here at the BASF Science Behind the Future of Weed Control event in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.